to us. And what begins to happen is that the doctrines begin to come into plain view, because Godhead is the key to understanding the Son of Man. Alright? So, I want to just, before I lay the foundation for the next subject, I want to just rehearse a couple of things that you might already know, but yet it's important that we cover it. The Bible said, in these last days, spoken to us in His Son, by whom He had appointed heir, when He appointed heir of all things, by whom He made the world. God, who in sundry times and diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now I want you to know that a prophet, I read the quote for you yesterday, I repeated it I think Friday night, and that God can speak.
Yes.
Is that right? God can speak.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the Old Testament, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, God can speak. He said unto the woman, He can speak. And unto Adam He said, all of that was God speaking. God said unto Noah. Now the Lord God said unto Abraham. God spake unto Israel in visions of the night, and said, Jacob. And when Jehovah saw that Moses turned aside, God, or Elohim, called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. That was God calling Moses. Now, with that in mind, let's look now at some of the things, because sometimes we forget that it was God speaking in His Son. We think everything the Son said was the Son speaking. But the Bible said God spoke in His Son. And we have to know when God spoke in His Son and when the Son spoke for Himself. Is that right? And without that, you are going to end up with a lot of funny ideas about, I am the light of the world. Well, the Bible said God is light. If He is light, it's because God has sent Him to be light, to reflect God's light. Right? Okay, so let's look at some of the statements here. In the message gifts, the prophet of God says, now, notice closely, every time he says that, notice for true. Now, God dwelling in Christ used His voice to speak by. They might have been hearing Jesus' actual tone, His actual voice. But the one that was using it was not Jesus.
Amen.
In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah said, God put words in my mouth. God can bypass the brain of a man and let him speak, and a man is not using his brain or his mind. You say that's not true. A demon can take incarnate a man and speak through that man's voice and bypass that man's brain and say a lot of things. People who speak in tongues, do you think they understand what they're saying? It's using their voice. Watch now. Now notice closely, now God dwelling in Christ used His voice to speak by. They couldn't understand Him. He was a mystery. Even to the apostles, no one could understand Him, because there was two people talking all the time. Disciples couldn't understand Him. No one understood Him. How many know that they couldn't understand Him? Sure. Why? They thought He had a dual personality. No. Sometimes it was Jesus talking. Sometimes it was the Father and Him talking. So I'm going to give you a little text here. This is one of my favorites. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come unto the Father. But if ye know me, you would have known my Father from henceforth. And Philip said unto him, show us the Father, it sufficeth. And Jesus said unto him, notice the question about it. Did Jesus say unto him, or did the Father say unto him, I have been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me? Who said that? Now watch. Thou hast not known me, Philip? Now, I want you to listen to the next part of the verse. He that had seen me had seen the Father. Who said that part of the verse? Without a prophet, we will not know these things. Well, even if you have a prophet, they still don't know these things. Put it that way. Watch again. Everybody's okay, huh? And the Jews said unto him, Thou art not 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now notice they kept saying, Jesus said. Right? They heard Jesus' voice, but it was not the man Jesus said many a time. Jesus was only saying what the Father told him to say sometimes, or it bypassed him altogether and used his voice.
Amen.
Now be reverent, every real reverent now, and don't take any pictures or flash pictures at this time, because the Holy Spirit is alive. How many knows that? How many knows that the angel that led Moses to the wilderness was Christ, the angel of the covenant? Sure it was. Jesus said, I come from God, I go to God. That's why he said, before Abraham was, I am. That was God speaking out. How can he be the I am when he has a beginning? All things have beginning.
Yes.
I am has no beginning.
Yes.
So who is the I am? That Jesus or this one? And when Paul was on the road to Damascus, what it is that struck him? A light that put out his eye. I come from God, I go to God. That life in the church bring forth the same life that there was, the same work, the same sign, the same wonders, same miracle, same thing. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, forever. God be blessed forevermore. Which one is the same yesterday, today, and forever? If he is not the I am, do you think he can be Hebrews 38? He is the Jesus Christ that is Hebrews 38, because he is the I am.
Amen.
Again. The person of Jesus Christ was talking, and God was talking in him also. Sometimes it was Christ speaking, sometimes it was the Father that dwells in him. You see, they couldn't understand some things he would say. He talked in riddles to them. Jesus finally said, when he was talking to them one day, I came from God, I go back to God, and I go back again to God. So the disciples said, now you speak plainly. Now we understand that we believe that you know all things, and by this we believe that you are the Son of God. We believe on you because you know all things. Watch carefully. How did they know he know all things? God shows you all things. And you need no man to have to tell you, because God shows it to you. And that's the reason we believe you came out from God. And he said, Thou, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. He was blinded. He raised up. He said, there was a voice that came and said, Saul, that's found in Acts 8. I think it's Acts 9, really. But Rabbi Amos has a problem with numbers. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. He said, who art thou, Lord, that I persecute? The voice came back and said, I am Jesus that you persecute. Then we see in the scriptures that God, after dwelling in Christ, had returned back again by the name of Jesus in the same light he was in the beginning.
Amen.
Now, let me show you a little trick here that you will need to know if you will understand the message clearly. There is a Jesus that died, was buried, and resurrected, and is on the right hand of God. And he is in a glorified body, and cannot come back. There is a Jesus who died, resurrected, buried and resurrected, ascended up in the glorified body of his Son incarnate, and he came back down as a pillar of fire on the day of Pentecost.
There's a Jesus that came back on the church, and there's a Jesus that we meet in a glorified body.
Amen.
And I'll come back now. Now, I come from God, I go back to God. Brothers and sisters, this one came from God form, which is the pillar fire body form.
Yes, sir.
And he goes back, he comes from a pillar fire to a man body.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes back to pillar fire form.
Yeah.
And you see him. There's one who didn't come from a pillar fire body. He came from a theophany body. He did not bypass his theophany. Came in a hurt earthly body, and went up in a glorified body. He doesn't come back.
Mm.
That's it. And if you don't see that scripture, John 15:3, I come from God, I go back to God. Me, I come from the God form to a man form, now I go back to a God form.
Mm. Mm.
That's what it means.
Brother Branham said I was Jesus and Jesus. Can we say it was Christ and Christ? Can we say it or Logos and Logos? It was Jesus speaking in Jesus. Can we say all of those things?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got a little trick for you here. Again. So when the Bible said, and Jesus said unto them, which Jesus said unto them? You have to determine which Jesus said unto them. And Jesus said unto him. I've been so long with you, and you have to, which Jesus said that? The Bible says Jesus said, but we want to know which Jesus. I don't know what you say, Brother Tony, you speak like a madman. Like a fanatic. Who would ask the question, which Jesus? How many do we have? A whole lot. Then Jesus the Father, Jesus the Good One, and many Jesuses. But my question is, do you see the relevance that you have to start noticing in the scripture now, which one is speaking according to what they are saying? Because it's that Jesus said, we only know one Jesus. But which one? Is it the Father Jesus speaking, or is it the Son Jesus speaking? See? Again. Now, Christ dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He had all the Spirit of God in him. I and my Father one, said Jesus. That's the reason people can't understand him. Sometimes you say something, might look like you turn around and say something different. It was him speaking than the Father speaking, see? But only in the Bible he kept on saying Jesus said. He is saying, sometimes was the Father speaking, sometimes was the Son speaking. But the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible just said, Jesus said.
Yes.
But now the prophet is telling us there are two Jesuses, the Father and the Son. Which Jesus is speaking? All the time they couldn't get it. Why? That sometimes he'd say this and say then say that. It was him and the Father speaking. Now notice closely. Now God dwelling in Christ used his voice to speak. Jesus said in his miracle, very, very, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing himself, but what he sees the Father doing, do the Son likewise. In John 5:19, now we want to see him at his work. Now Jesus was born for one purpose, and that was for God to manifest himself through that body. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. He was the body that was made physical, that men and women can see what he taught. He was the body made physical. God became physical through Christ to show you his feelings, his emotions, his love, his intent. See? That you, so you could see what he taught. His expression to be people in his gratefulness. His attitude towards all mankind. He expressed it through Christ. Christ seemed to be a dual personality. He would speak something sometimes and they'd scratch their head. They didn't understand him. He's speaking one thing one time, looks like, and something else another time. What was it? Jesus speaking, then Christ speaking. Notice, Jesus is only called the Christ, but Christ has always been the anointing or the Logos. What it was Jesus speaking, then Christ speaking. Jesus was the man. Christ was the God that was in the man. Wasn't him. He not me that doeth the work, my Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. See, God will not share his glory with no one. But now to see Jesus. Now we find out that when you see Jesus, you see God. He that seeth me, seeth my Father. Why seeth them? Show us the Father. When Thomas said, show us the Father, it surprised that. He said, I've been so long with you, you don't know me. When you see me, you see the Father. The Father was in Christ, in Jesus, expressing himself to the world. There's no such thing as a divine healer. Where? Speaking of divine healing, there's no such thing as a man being a divine healer. Never was and never will be. Jesus was not a divine healer. He said he wasn't. Not me that do it the works. It's my Father as well, and he do it. It was always been God. So when it says in Psalms 102, he is the Lord that forgiveth all of our iniquities and healeth all our diseases, it's not talking about the Son. That's the reason people couldn't understand it. Sometimes it was Christ speaking, or was the Son speaking. Other times it was the Father speaking. He was a dual person. He was one man, the Son, God was in, which was tabernacling him. Okay. And when he said that, she said, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. We know when Messiah cometh, he will tell us these things. See, that was the work of the Messiah. What is Messiah? The Logos. The Spirit of God. Messiah is the Spirit of God, the Christ, the Anointed. She said, when the Spirit comes from glory, when it comes here on earth, manifested, it will tell us these things, that the nature of it, that's the nature of God. She said, now you must be a prophet. We know Messiah come and will tell us these things, but who are you? He was the only one that ever could, the only one that ever will be able to say it. I am he that speaketh to you. That, what was that? That was God speaking through his Son. So when he told a woman, I am he that speaketh to thee, that was not the Son who could tell you the secrets of the heart. Mm-hmm. It was the Messiah, the Logos. Messiah is the Hebrew word, Christ is the Greek word for anointing. Amen. He was the one that said, and he said, through Jesus' voice, I am he that speaketh to thee.
Amen. Amen.
Listen at those words, he said, I am he that speaketh to thee. She quickly recognized the sign of the Messiah. And that was a mosaic sign. If that was a mosaic sign then, it's the same today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who is? The man? Or the God that spoke in the man is the same yesterday, today, and forever? I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, watch carefully. The dead man stood up. There was more than a man speaking there. He's the mighty conqueror. That was God speaking through his Son. Alright, the fish and the bread, that was God speaking through his Son, Christ, Jesus, deity and man. When he woke Lazarus from the grave, that was God speaking through his Son. Alright, your name is Simon and your father is Jonas. What was that? God speaking through his Son. God was in his Son. From mortal lips of a man come the word, before Philip called you. From mortal lips of a man came a word. Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. How could he be 15 miles around the mountain? That was God speaking through his Son. All right. I think you got the idea, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. All right. With that being said, let's do one more. Let's do another one. I'm going to say one more. Keep doing one more. I don't know why I'm saying one more. Okay. I and my Father are one. You hear them say, oh, God and Christ is one. All right, let's take that now. Before I go, I want to say this with the scriptures. When we are talking about these great revelations, we are talking about thinking about the statements of the prophet in light of laws and principles that you've been taught. Let me give you a short example of what I mean. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Brother Bram said this word is the word Logos. Brother said this word Logos is the word concept. Concept is a set of principles, laws, and precepts
principles that's contained in an idea. It conveys an idea, it conveys something that you can get some understanding from. It's trying to convey an understanding, it's trying to convey information to you for identification. So this word logos, there are three forms of logos. One, there is source logos. Then there is product logos. And then there is creation logos. So I'm going to do this quickly. Laws and principles, that is what this concept is. So this law, so God cannot be seen. He's invisible. But he can be seen through the logos. When we say God was the word, God is the word. We are not just talking about this written word. We're talking about God can be seen in logos. Now, let's take for instance. The visible things are clear evidence of the invisible. Is that right? Alright, So God, the word, and the word was, and the word was God, okay? Now, first of all, let's say that God is invisible, cannot be seen. But God can be seen in concept, because the Bible says God is light. Let's take light. So the principle of light, you must see God in. Let's take the principle of light. Okay? Now, if I take light, and I use the principle of a prism, I will get components of light. Is that right? Can I see a concept of God through this light law, the law of attraction? Can God be revealed by the law of refraction in light? If I take a mirror and I put a mirror, reflect an object in this mirror, will this law of light and reflection allow me to see God? If God is in creation and I can see God in a dove, then that dove is logos, because it's logos in creation, because it is revealing qualities of God to me. It's a clean living bird, a home loving bird. It's faithful to its mate. It oils itself on the inside. It only eats grain. What is it? It's revealing to me the nature of God or the Holy Spirit. Can I see God in the dove? Now I want to ask you, but is Zoe in the dove?
No.
What does God do? He, by creation, he designs the DNA. And this DNA, he designed it to act like the nature of God. But yet, this has it, not Zoe. So this creation that reflects God by DNA code, that there is the logos revealing God, because it conveys the concept of God in its creation. So God is in the dove, but Zoe life is not in the dove.
That's right.
Let me say this quickly. In the blood cell that was created in Mary, alright? In this blood cell, in this DNA, is it all, God is known only by characteristics. So is all the characteristics that is in this DNA, whose characteristic is it? God, Jehovah? Is that right?
Yes.
When this develops into a baby, whose characteristics is in the baby? Is God in the baby? God didn't dwell in the name of Jordan, he got forced, but obviously God didn't dwell in fact into the Jordan River.
Yes,
right? So now, God, the being, is not in it. But is God in the baby?
Yes.
Yes. Just like God is in the dove.
Yes.
But yet joy is not in the dove.
Yes.
God is in the baby. That's Jehovah Christ in the manger. Yet Jehovah is not here yet.
Yes.
See, Logos. God is known my concepts. And if since God is only known my characteristics, if the characteristic of the blood and the body is God, then God is here. But yet not God, the source. God by creation. God by product. God by source is only in the pillar of fire. That's why he calls the bride Logos.
But a tree is also Logos. Because a tree represents death, burial, and resurrection. It's reflecting something of God, the Creator. Therefore, it reflects a concept of God. It is Logos.
That's why God is in all in nature. God is in all in all. You can see God in creation. You can see God in His first Bible. You can see God in the stars and the heaven. If you know that you can never see God as a man, as a being, because He's not, He's a spirit. Then you can see that Jesus is the Word. Jesus is God by Logos. Because the concept of God, Jesus was born to reveal the concept of God's very nature. That's why He's God by revelation. But yet not. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I get short on that because I won't have that time to do that tomorrow. So that's how God, the only way that you can see God is three ways, four ways. Right? God is in His Son. God is in nature. God is in His Word. God is in His people. Now, the trick about it is this. The way that God is in Adam, is it the way that He's in His Son?
No.
The way God is in Adam, is it the way He's in His people?
No.
The way God was in His Son, is it the way He was in His people?
No.
None of them is the same.
Yes.
None. It's like He does not incarnate you. But He incarnated His Son.
Yes.
You don't have His DNA. You only have His product gene. See? Alright? So I said that to say this. That you've got to know how to judge, how to look at the quotes, how to look at scriptures, looking for logos, looking for the laws and principles that gives you the understanding. Not looking at, Brother Branham said. And take 50 quotes of the same thing and say there must be a doctrine. That's not how it works. That's not the concept. So it says, which things we speak, not in the words of man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. So I want to compare spiritual things with spiritual things. But natural man receiveth not the spirit, not the things of God. The natural man is the unconverted man. So now let's read some quotes. He says, God and Christ is the self-same person. Alright?
But he said they're not one like your finger, but yet the self-same person. So I'm going to do this first. I'm going to give the answer and then we'll prove it. God is a spirit. Jesus is a man. To be a person, you need a body, a spirit, and a soul. So a dog is not a person.
Yes.
A cat is not a person.
Yes.
And God is not a person.
Yes.
Because person is from a species called Homo sapiens.
Yes,
God was before that.
Yes.
So God was never a person. God is a supernatural being.
Yes.
And as a being, He was not a person. He was just a being, supernatural. But to be a person, you have to have this. So God can never be a person outside of Christ. He cannot be a person outside of the Spirit. Because His body is what gives God personality. Now, personality, a trait, quality,
yes,
characteristic that makes you unique from other person. Is that right?
Yes.
So the characteristic traits and quality, since He can only be known by characteristic traits and quality, when human characteristic traits and qualities are expressed to this man, then we see the personality of God.
Yes.
His body was designed That's how God requires to be the self-same person, because He is the express image of Him person. That's why you cannot separate God and Christ as person, because outside of Christ, God is not a person.
Now let's read the concept in the Bible. Christ identified for all ages. He was a manifestation of God. It was God in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. He was expressing what the Father wants in Him. He said, I do all this which pleases the Father. I and the Father are one. The Father dwells in me. When you see me, you see the Father. In other words, He expressed God, the Spirit, so much in Him, till He and the Father, it was a robbery for Him to be the same person. That's how they were, the same person, because He did everything and expressed everything that the Spirit was. And so you couldn't separate the expression from the one who was expressing. That's Brother Branham, the seals are already open. 64. First seal. Now we study this chapter and we are referring in different places, even in the Old Testament alike, because the entire book is the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, that's altogether the revelation of the Lord Jesus, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, what is the revelation of Jesus Christ? Listen, it's God revealing Himself in the book, revealing Himself through Christ in the book. And Christ is the revelation of God. He's not God, He's the revelation of God. He comes to reveal God, because He was God. He and God was the same. God was in Christ. Right? How were they the same? If you've got an image, an express image, if they're not equal, they're not the same.
Yes, sir.
But yet not like your finger.
Yeah.
Now, what are you saying? I'm saying, if you will judge spiritual things by spiritual things,
yes,
if you use the word, the Holy Ghost teaching, what self-same mean and same person mean according how the Holy Ghost uses it, not the way man uses it, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things.
Yes.
In otherwise, you never know God, just what God was, until He revealed Himself through Christ. Then you can see. I used to think years ago that maybe God was angry with me, but Christ loved me. Come to find out, it's the same person. What does He mean?
Come to find out that this and Him, is the Son, is the very expression and heart of God.
Now we want to see Him at His work. Now Jesus was born for one purpose, and that was for God to manifest Himself through that body, so that body becomes the personality of God. How can you separate God and Christ from being a self-same person then, but yet not one like your finger? Bible terms, Bible language. God was in Christ reconciling with Himself. He was the body that was made physical, that men and women can see what He taught, His expression to the people, see, and so forth. Christ seemed to be a dual personality. He would speak sometimes, they would scratch your head. See, I read that for you just now. What was it? It was Christ speaking. You see, it was God speaking, right? Identification. Listen carefully. Now it's in John 1, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh. God became flesh when He represented. God became flesh when He represented, or when He displayed Himself to the earth in the form of His Son, the person of Jesus, the Son of God. God displayed Himself in that person. If God displayed Himself in that person, then that person cannot be separated from God, because He is displaying God. That's what He was born for. Did not Jesus say, and My Father are one? How? He's displaying God. Not, they are one like your finger. We know that's not true. My Father dwelleth in me. It's not me that doeth the works. It's My Father. He dwells in me. Listen to the quote. I have no control of my own. He does that. God's fountain of word express. Unveiling now. Jehovah, God of the Old Testament, is Jesus of the New. Which Jehovah is old, is Jesus of the New? Which one?
Not one or this one? I hate to keep you putting on and off, but you know.
I've got to make sure you get it. Jehovah Ruach, Jesus on you. See, he's the same God, just changing form. Now, someone said the other day, the Baptist minister, how can you say Jesus and God would be the same person? Here's the prophet now. The same thing Paul said, let your natural man thinking go. Think spiritual. Comparing spiritual thing with spiritual. As the Holy Ghost uses the words, use them. Or look at those words, how the Holy Ghost looks at them. I said, well, it's very easy to let your own thinking get away and think the Bible terms of it. The Bible terms is Holy Ghost words. They are the self same being. God is a spirit, Jesus is a body. Well, that's how you get it. Because the spirit has no personality outside of a person. The body you need for a personality.
Correct.
You come to display God, express God in the body, which makes it personality. Traits, characteristics, you see? Now again, investments. Jesus Christ was the express image of God. He was what God, through his power, projected. A body which it was called Son because he was a man. And he come from God. He was so committed to God till it didn't think it robbery for him and God to be the same person. Second part. And they were, because God was the Word and he was the Word. God is the invisible Word. He is the visible Word manifest.
Amen.
How can it be? Shall say, if you let your thinking go. In the beginning was the Word was God, and there where God could take his Word without any interruption. You see, Moses had sins. He was born in sin. He had flaws. He had interruption. David had sin, flaws, interruption. But this man have no flaws. See? Without anything, any interruption. He was constantly doing what God the Father wanted done. There the Word could work through him till that him and the Father were one. See how the Holy Ghost teaches the Word, the same person, the same, and my Father one? Not the way human thinking thinks, the way the Holy Ghost teaches it. Watch carefully now. They are not one like your finger. Self same person. Now watch carefully. Provided God provided place of Moses 65. The church will come through justification, through Luther, sanctification through Wesley, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the Pentecost, and go right into perfection of the Son of Man. That when husband and wife will be the self same persons. I can't tell you. That's the way the Holy Ghost uses the Word. You can't use the God and Christ as a self same person using human thinking. You've got to use the way the Holy Ghost teaches the Word. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Watch carefully. How would they be the self-same person? God will be so manifested into his bride, his church, till they will both be the same. I can't hear you. What about self-same person now? What about the oneness and... Brother Branham said, Jesus and God are the self-same person. You cannot separate God from Christ. But they have no idea how that, what they're thinking. In error, they are supporting idolatry using the prophet's quotes. It does not, I'm going right here. It does something different from the groom. It isn't the bride. Because she is flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, life of his power, of his power. She is him. She is him. If God is one personality, why or how could he talk to himself on Mount Transfiguration? 63. Brother Ram is answering the question. If you never get anything, get this. If God is one personality, why or how could he talk to himself on Mount Transfiguration? Well, I've just explained that, you see. I'll ask you this, I'm going. When Jesus prayed to the Father, you see, I believe you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't you? Why don't you stand up a minute? Like, you claim to have the baptism, brother? Yes. Okay, I do too. And then, what is that? I don't claim that I have powers within myself to unfold these mysteries. I don't have power to heal the sick. It's God. I believe you're a minister. If I'm not mistaken, you're from Arkansas, right? Now, it's to preach a gospel. Ordinarily, you would raise up on a farm on a rung like that. You just don't know nothing about. But something come on you to preach a gospel. You don't claim that to be yourself at all. That's another person called the Holy Ghost. Is that okay? Now, I want to ask you. The Holy Ghost dwells in you. Is that right? Do you talk to Him? Speak to Him? Pray to Him? That's right. Thank you very much. Now, you get it? Jesus and the Father was the self-same person, just the same as the Holy Ghost in me. Now watch, he continues with the quote. You're looking to me preaching, but it's not me. It's not me can speak a word that could bring, as you know, an animal. Sit there and look at it and kill the animal, eat it. That's the creative power. That doesn't lay in human beings. It's not me could take a little boy laying there, the doctor's laying him on his back, heart trouble tonight, thus says William Branham, no sir, thus say the Lord, it's finished, and bring him down to the doctor's next day, it's gone. A kid with leukemia, with his eyes turned, so on and so forth, I'm going to drop here. That's thus says William Branham, that's thus say the Lord. Now watch carefully. Yet, he is an individual different from me. But the only way he expressed, the only way he's expressed is through me. Now, if he expressed through me, how can he separate me and him? I'm the expression of him. I am personifying him. That's how Jesus and the Father was. Jesus said, it's not me that doeth the work, it's my Father that dwelleth in me. Now that's completely different from human thinking. What the William Branham means when he said that God and Christ is the self-same person is completely different from what we think as humans. We must scope our lives and focus it in the Word of God. Now listen carefully now. Watch how the Holy Ghost uses the Word. Just like we would picture a camera. Try to get the right focus before we snap. And when we got the real true picture, that's what we want to do. To focus our life into Jesus Christ, that Christ and you become the same person. You see how he uses the word same person? That's how God and Christ is the same person. I don't want to go there. All right. You got an idea, right? We better move on. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. I'll be here forever. That's good. Okay. Now. That was number 9, wasn't it? Okay, so I've got to do this here. Go here. Go here. Go here. Can we erase, brother? No? All right. Now you've all been baptized and you all have you baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It didn't matter who baptized you or whatever. And it doesn't matter as long as you said the magic words, right? Lord, I want you to know I'm baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, as long as you have the right words, it's like the magic words. That's what we are clear about in the message. Brother, is that Father, Son, Holy Ghost? Is the Lord Jesus Christ? The problem about it is, the prophet is telling me here, look, let's get water baptism here. The first time baptism ever was mentioned in the New Testament, John the Baptist, is that right? You see, you have to get your Godhead straightened out before you can get baptism straightened out.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to ask you honestly, was your Godhead straightened out by the man who baptized you?
No.
And was your Godhead straightened out when you got baptized?
No.
Then something is not kosher here. Watch carefully.
There is one God. There is a Son. The Son is made Lord. He inherits his name Jesus. And he is the anointed one Christ. This one Lord has many names that we now come to find on the prophet called them titles. Even the complex Jehovah names. Yes, many of them. Right? And this one God is Jehovah. His family name, human name is Jesus. And he's always been the anointer. Or the anointing, or the Logos, or the Messiah, whatever you want to call it. Alright?
Is that what we know so far?
Yes, sir.
Do we believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. But when the seventh angel has finished his message, his prophesying of day, then the mystery of God should be finished. Everybody knows what the Bible said, the mystery of God. What God is, who God is, all about the way of baptism and things. So this true baptism cannot happen without the seventh angel. Again, peace of the trumpet. See the perfect continuity of the scripture where he lived. The mysteries, even of baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus, away from the oneness idea and other things. So there is a oneness baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus, but we are away from that. Adoption. And everyone that wasn't baptized in Jesus' name had to come and be baptized over again. In the name, God only had one name, and his name is Jesus. God.
Who is born again? The Son? Oh, this God only has one name, and his name is what?
Jesus.
Ah. Patmos vision. Now remember, you cannot get it through theologian, the revelation. Doesn't come that way. Only comes as a revelation. Water baptizing using the name of Jesus Christ can only be given as a revelation. Well, if you have one Jesus, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, one like that, then you don't need a revelation. You can't miss. But if you have two Lord Jesus Christ with the same name, you need a revelation.
Jesus
and God being the same person can only come as a revelation. But because if Jesus and God is one like your finger, you don't need a revelation.
Yes.
But if they're one but not like your finger, then you need to know how they're the same person.
Yes.
Again. Do you know the name of the Father? Yes. Do you know the name of the Son? Yes. God has many titles. The Son has many titles of God. Our righteousness. Our peace, ever present, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but he only has one human name, and that name is Jesus.
So there are many titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Alpha, Omega, Rose of Sharon, Lily in the Valley, with one human name.
The only mediator between God and man, the precious body of Jesus, Tabernacle, among us, that took God's name and God took a human name. We have water baptism, it's all mixed up. That's right. But the whole thing has been wound up, for there's only one God and his name is Jesus. How many God?
One.
And there's not another name given under whereby man must be saved. There's not one text, nowhere in the Bible, where anyone was ever baptized any other way but in the name of Jesus Christ. The body was a man, we know that. That was the Son of God that was overshadowed. Now, we do not believe in a oneness type, the people that say God is one like your finger. So,
there's only one God, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He has to do with baptism, water, and the Spirit also. But he doesn't have anything to do with it. Nothing. Wow. Pretty strange.
The body, the man, the body, the one Jesus, has nothing to do with it. The one that has anything to do with it is up here. For there is only one God. See? Nowhere in the Bible anyone has ever baptized anything but the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. The body was a man. We're not talking about a body then. Here he is in the fifth chapter, how he did it, what taken place, how he sealed the church off, the revelation of his name, water baptism using his name. The revelation of his name? Water baptism using his name? That's not the Son, that's the Father. Again, God chose a place of worship. See, now he wants, what is his name? First, we have to find what God's name is before we can find where he put his name. Now, we find out he had many titles. He was called Father, which is a title. He was called Son, which is a title. He's called Holy Ghost. He's called Rose of Sharon. He's called Lily of the Valley, the Morning Star, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. All of them are titles. None of them are names. See who he's talking about? He's not talking about that one over there at all.
No.
But he has a name. When he met Moses, he said, not a name yet. And he told Moses, I am that I am. When he was here on earth speaking in the Hebrew 6, I beg your pardon, in John 6, he said, I am that I am. Before Abraham, you're 50 man, not 50 years old. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Who was speaking there? Which one? Oh, so not talking about the Son at all.
Yeah.
Again. Now we find out that Jesus said also, I came in my Father's name, you received me not. Then the name of the Father must be Jesus. That's right. The name of the Father is Jesus. Amen. Now, are you ready? Has the name of the Lord changed in different dispensations? Yes, yes. He was once called the I Am. He's called Jehovah. He's changed many times. Are we talking about the Son yet? Last time it changed was when God took a human name. Are we talking about the Son yet?
No.
Jehovah, I Am, and all those are titles to a name. See, if you was baptized in the name of Jehovah, it had to be the name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you are baptized in the name Jehovah, but that's not Jehovah there. This is Jehovah. If you are ever having water baptism, it will have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Watch again. If you was baptized in the name Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Manasseh, Jehovah Jireh, all those, it had to be Jesus Christ. The I Am is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said before Abraham was I Am. See, he was the I Am, and all the titles, the name that ever belonged to God, was made one human name, the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, I want to ask you, when did they go baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? I want you to know that this word Father here is not talking about a man that has son. The word Father there has many meanings. There is the father of a race, a patriarch. There is the father of chemistry. There is the father of aeronautics. There is the father of some discipline. The father of a nation. That word has many meanings, the word Father. But when it is used here, it is not talking about a person. It's talking about a dispensation. The prophet used the word office, but then he said, I don't like the word office. So this in Matthew 28:19. This word Father has nothing to do with God having a son. This word Father has to do with a dispensation. This word Son has to do with a dispensation. This word Holy Ghost has to do with a dispensation. Not has anything to do with a person. This is not a person, this is not a person, this is not a person. This is called the fatherhood of God.
fellowship of God, the sonhood, if you want to call it, Holy Spirit dispensation of God. But that is not talking about the Holy Ghost. That's not talking about the being. No. Not at all.
You read it. But it tells us it's not that. He saw by himself. Watch carefully. There's only one God in three dispensations. Wow. That's what I'm saying. That's what he's saying. Three different dispensations. Fatherhood. So the word father, not talking about man having a son.
It's a dispensation called fatherhood. Son is not talking about a man Jesus. That's talking about the dispensation called sonship.
Yes.
And Holy Ghost.
And Holy Ghost is not talking about God the being. That's talking about a dispensation.
Yes.
Three. Everything was three different. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Same God that was under that dispensation is under this dispensation is under that dispensation. So there is one God.
He doesn't change. The way he operates in the dispensation of fatherhood, it was the pillar of fire over Moses. That's called the fatherhood of God. Then this same God came on the day of Pentecost, on the Jordan River, and was in Jesus, a prophet like unto Moses. Pillar of fire. That was called sonship of God. Then he went on the throne, the glorified body, and the same one God come back as a pillar of fire on the church. For 7 years after this day, until the church is taken. That's the Holy Spirit.
One God. In three dispensations. Here it goes on to say, the Father, the same God under that dispensation is under this dispensation, under that, and will be the same. Only one God in three dispensations. If there's only one God in three dispensations,
one God, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you're baptizing in the God who saved them in the Old Testament, the God through Moses, the God who came to save them in Christ from their sins, and God who came to save them, amen, through the seven church ages, from them.
Amen.
Because you already paid for your sins here. Now he comes and gives you the Holy Ghost and to teach you and to train you and develop you. Bring it to the image. It is the one God doing all of them.
Amen.
He that was, he that is, he that is to come is the same God.
Now he's going to explain that even more in the quote. Only one God, three dispensations, not three gods, three dispensations. Notice.
This man has nothing to do with it. He is not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He was not with Moses.
That's right.
He was not in himself here.
Yes.
He was not in the church, he's not glorified body. He is not in it.
Yes.
This is not the one you are baptized in.
Correct.
This is not one. But if you will come from a oneness church and they never showed you, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord Jesus Christ and the one God with the many titles and the one God with Moses, the one God with Christ, one God with the church, then you are baptized in a oneness revelation.
That's right.
And you are just happy that the man said these magic words over you, I now baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to damn you, get the Holy Ghost now. On a false baptism? On a false baptism?
After all, the messages are all taken a rapture, they follow the message. They believe it. They're all going, even though he says only one in a million. He explains, the same God was in a pillar of fire, that is with Moses, was in Christ Jesus, the same one in Christ Jesus in you, that's right, God in you, the hope of glory. The baptism of the Holy Spirit dwelling in a person now, you become what? Sons of God. He was the Father leading the children of Israel. That was his office, the great Jehovah Father, and dwelt on earth called the Son, in his Son, and now dwells in his church called the Holy Ghost. There is Jesus that died and is on a throne. There is Jesus that died and come back as a pillar of fire. Now, this same God was made flesh. He said, I come from God, I go to God. After he had disappeared from the earth by his death, burial, resurrection, Paul met him on the road to Damascus. Not talking about the Son, because he's on the throne. You see why persecuted? He said, I am Jesus. See? He was a pillar of fire, light that put out his eyes. The same Jesus returned back to God, the Father, again. That's the reason he said, I am the Almighty, in the same form he was before he was made flesh. And his body that he lived in is lived in called Jesus, the man that we know, Jesus. And God in the beginning was the great Jehovah that lived in a pillar of fire, hung over Israel and led them. That was God, the angel of the covenant, come down on the mountain, the whole mountain caught fire, flew the mountain, wrote 10 commandments. And that is called the fatherhood of God. That's what Moses. It's to his children, his chosen race. That same God was made flesh in a virgin-born body that he created in a womb and lived and tabernacled and stretched his tent among men. That's called sonship. That same God was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Bible says so. God was in Christ. The body was Jesus. Jesus. The body was Jesus. Jesus in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead. Can't make three out of it. Don't baptize in three gods. There's only one God. So I want to ask you, how many gods were you baptized in? Which one? Which one will you baptize in? All oneness. All oneness. If they never told you, you never know.
This
one. All. All. Baptized by an idol worshiper, baptized by a oneness minister, and baptized with the wrong revelation. All. There's only one God. There's three offices of one God. The Fatherhood, the Sonship, and the Holy Spirit. He has nothing to do with him. He's not the one God. This is the one God. God condescended from heaven. He stayed on a mountain in a pillar of fire. He came down and was made flesh and dwelt among us in sonship. There's the key word. Don't ever make this a person. You're an opportunitarian. This is not a person. This is a dispensation.
Yes.
But the dispensation happened in a son and his whole sonship. In other words, God in Moses was fatherhood. God in his son is sonship. God in his church is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Came down and made flesh among us. Sonship. From the fatherhood he now dwells in his church as the Holy Ghost, the same God. Just give me a minute. I'm just trying to taper out the I can tell you all about how in the Old Testament they call upon the name of the Lord, you know. Who raised up their hands, find you a church, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, calling upon God, washing away your sins. So let me just do the truth of water baptism here just for a minute. So that I'll end this part here and then the next. But you caught the concept, right?
Amen.
You caught the concept. I believe you caught the concept. But my mind will not do that. So let me do this here. There's a false water baptism. We went through that just now. Even if you're in a message, that's a false water baptism. So was your baptism true or false? You have to answer that. There's a false Holy Ghost baptism, thinking that you got the Holy Ghost, but it's not. The devil impersonates it, see? Okay, now. I'm just going to do the scriptures. This is a good one. That it would be God was above us in the fatherhood. God with us in sonship. Now God in us. You see how it works? That was God above us. God with us. God in us.
dispensation. That's how he's doing.
All right, now. I do not agree, the group, but call themselves one, I don't agree with them upon their theory, neither do I agree in the Trinitarians. I believe that there are three, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they are three offices of one God. He lived in fatherhood in the pillar of fire, he lived in sonship in Jesus, now he lived in the Holy Ghost in his church. Okay, let's just get to the scriptures. Now, how were you baptized? Watch carefully. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, which one? This one or that one? Can I eliminate this now? Can I erase this? So if you were baptized, you have to be baptized by the one God in the title Lord Jesus Christ. And if you made this one, that one, you just made a new creation. You are not baptized by the revelation of God. Just take the whole thing off, and I'll do water baptism quickly. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, there's two there. You have to believe in the Lord and you have to believe in my Lord. Because if you come to Jesus, you have to accept him as your Lord. That's what David said. David saw him as his Lord. So now, why would I need to confess? There's the Father that raised him from the dead. God. The one God, the Father. And then there is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the Bible says, if I will confess the Lord Jesus, that's him, and that God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. That is how you start your baptism. Now, why would you need to confess him as Lord Jesus? Well, I'm going to give you just one for the baptism. One. When you were born with the nature of Lucifer. We all was. And Lucifer is the God that wants to be the I Am. You were born wanting to be your own Lord. And you want it this way. I want, I like, I think, I feel, I know. That's your nature. Your nature is to be your own Lord. You take little children, you hear them. The mommy. You had your life, didn't you? Yeah. You enjoyed it? Yeah. But let me tell you, this is my life. Why don't you let me live my life? You had yours. See, what is it? They can't wait to be their own Lord. They can't wait to exercise with all reservation what I want, what I like, what I see, what I feel, what I know. That's their nature. Therefore, you are your own Lord. Who do you trust most? Your neighbor or yourself? Who do you believe most, your neighbor or yourself? Who do you like the most? Who do you take care of the most? Do you know that you lie to yourself more than your neighbor? And you never get upset about you lying to yourself. So what you have to do, if you want to become, if you want to die, you have to die to I want, I like, I think, I feel, I know. That's why you're going to the water. That's why they ask you, what is your name? Your name, with that nature, you're renouncing your lordship. When you say, I confess Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as my Lord, you have to renounce your lordship for him to be Lord.
Amen.
So that's why you're going down. You're going down the old man, renouncing your lordship, and coming up under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mm-hmm. And when you accept him as Lord, now, let's go to the book of...
If you confess him as Lord, what did I just say? Don't get old. What was the last word? Oh yeah, okay, I know. If you confess him as Lord, then you have to come to fulfill these scriptures. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Well,
the things that he said come by the way of a star. So when you're done, you go down to the water, you come up. If you accept him as Lord, then you're going to do the things he says. So you are come under headship. When he becomes your Lord, you now have a leadership. You have a guide. You have a teacher. What does he do? He's mentoring you. He's bringing you up in the way of the Lord. Therefore, when you go under the water, you're testifying. Not only that, you know, you died, and he died for you, and you died, and we know the confession, but you're also testifying that you're renouncing your Lordship. And that is why he said, if you would confess the Lord Jesus, and that God had raised him up from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. You cannot be saved without the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You can never do it.
They don't teach you this. Watch now. So you have to confess the Lord Jesus. Watch carefully. Acts 8:36. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What do it hinder me? And Philip said, if thou wilt believe with all thine heart. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, you don't ever go to the water in a message believing Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
You go to the water and say, Jesus Christ is Almighty God. Isn't that right? He's Almighty God. Is he? Is that the confession you make? When you confess him as Lord, what are you confessing him as Lord? You're confessing the Son of God.
Yes.
And that God raised him from the dead.
Yes.
You're confessing Father and Son. You're confessing the work that God did in Christ. Yes. And that's how the Ethiopian eunuch got the Holy Ghost.
Now let's see if God changes. But these things are written that thou might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing might have life through his name. Amen. All of these are showing his sonship, you see. All of these are testifying. Now watch Acts 19 now. Acts 9. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. And then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which were Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. How can you get the Holy Ghost with a wrong baptism and a wrong confession? Again. And they all heard him in great amazement and said, is this not he that destroyed them which is called by the name in Jerusalem? And whether for that intent that he might bring them to the chief priest? And Saul increased more and more in strength and so forth. Who is he that can overcome the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You don't ever make the Son of God, Almighty God, and end up in a rapture in the end time. There's no way you can do it. We have seen and do testify that Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Look at the scriptures, friends. All the way through your Bible. All the way through your Bible. So when you go to water baptism, the first thing the man should ask is your name, because that's the name where the nature that's going down. Then you say, do you confess Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your Lord and your Savior? And you will acknowledge your faith, yes? Yeah. Then you're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is the one who gave the promise of the Holy Ghost. He is the Holy Ghost giver, not you.
That's right.
That's the right order. That's the right revelation. And that's the way for God to give you the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So we have covered the five reasons he's made Lord. If tonight you can write your questions down, then tomorrow we're going to take all the hard questions, things about Jehovah crying in a manger, God and Christ being the self same person, who do you pray to, how do we
pray, apostolic prayer, always pray to the Father. Jesus said, if the teacher says, pray to the Father. What Father? Himself? No, he said, bring all Father. He puts himself in it. Why don't we obey what he said? Why don't we pray like Paul to go on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ? The reason we don't do it is because we believe it's the same being, so what we call his name has to be him. We can't miss it, there's no option. See, even our prayer is a miss. Even our prayer is a miss. Can I say one more thing before we go?
Sure.
Is Jesus the body of God? Is he the body of God? Are you sure? What if your Godhead is wrong, your communion is wrong? Because when he says, here, take, eat, this is my body, that was God's body. That was not the Son of God. Here, drink my blood, that's the blood of the covenant, that's God's blood.
Amen.
That was only permitted for you for 7 church ages because you did not reveal Godhead.
Yes.
But once Godhead is revealed, it's Melchizedek that's still the Abraham communion.
Yes.
It is Melchizedek, the prophet said, after this battle is over, we'll meet him in the air. And Melchizedek will still communion again to his children.
Yes. Wonderful.
It is Melchizedek's body you're eating because it's God's word you're feeding on.
Wonderful.
It is God's spirit, it's God's blood, it is God.
Amen.
This communion is a communion that was only permitted by the book was closed. But it is communion is with the Father. The Son doesn't want communion with you. It is the communion lost with God in the garden.
Amen.
Adam, Eve, and even. So Godhead, your communion is wrong. Your baptism is wrong. Your prayer is wrong. Amen. Your appearing and coming is wrong. Your rapture scripture of the Lord descending is wrong. Your Jesus is wrong. The titles of the messages become wrong. Now tell me what you got right. Tell me what they got right. It is the grace of God that you are here. You will never see a crowd. This is too big. This crowd is too big. It's only 1 in 1,000,000 can believe this. It's only 1 in 1,000,000 can receive this. Only 1 in 1,000,000 can obey this.
Amen.
So I suggest, brother, especially if you're ministers, if you've never been baptized in Christian baptism, with the right revelation, with the right Godhead, get somebody and get it done. Get somebody who you see among here, or you have some kind of confidence in, because you are going to have to teach others.
Amen.
And now you are in the most dangerous position in the world. It's better you have never heard it than you have heard it and now turn it away. See? So you should never go to a wedding. Because if you disagree with that wedding, when you go to that wedding, you're given witness that. Because Brahman said you're witnesses. And that's why they ask you, is there anyone here who, you know, can give just cause why these two shall not be married? They should never be married. And for the day when all man hearts are judged, you arise up there. See? So it's better you have never been than to have been and walk away from the greatest truths that God has revealed in this end time.
Amen.
Amen? So it's bitter and sweet. It's as lovely, yet do not expect the great names or the great ones to repent. They are too big to repent. When you have 500 people, you're well known. How can you repent? You're going to lose all of that. They rather the honor of men more than the honor of God. You are too. You know they have the banks in America that are too big to fail. Well, they are too big to repent. No matter how much you teach them, how much you see, how much even if they see, they cannot repent. They lose everything. This is their millennium here. Let them enjoy it. So this is not going to be well received. And as I said to one brother, Brother Eric, if you believe this, now you're marked. Not by the living who doesn't know you yet. You're marked by the demonic world. They now know you. You become a celebrity. You become a target. And they are calling in their biggest hitman to anoint these preachers to hit you good. To hit you where it hurts. You're a target. They knew Jesus' name. We know thee, Jesus, thou Son of God. As thou come to God. They know. He was a cry, you already know.
Right.
And so will you. You were not known before. But now I guarantee. You're going to be known. You say, how do you know? The natural type, the spiritual. Now they know you came to a meeting with me. Is that right? Ah, that's why now you're in trouble. Why? You see, in the demon world operates, the invisible world operates just like this.
That's right.
That's what the demons are doing.
Yes.
See? That's what is happening.
Amen.
Come with your questions.
We're going to try to take them, but there's a lot more work to be done or to be said here that will be able to help you cover it. Communion, I don't have to preach it. Let's look for the quotes. I'll probably read a couple of them to you tomorrow. But I'm saying our communion is with Melchizedek. When our battle is over, he said, Melchizedek, we'll have communion. And Melchizedek himself will serve communion.
Yes.
Jesus said it. I will not eat or drink of the fruit of the vine until I meet you in my Father's kingdom. Because there, my Father will wipe away the tears of your eyes. Because he is the one who tell you, in pain and sorrow, thou shalt bring forth children. Of the earth is cursed. He said that no more sun will burn you. No more labor. In other words, I'm taking away the curse, son. All the curse, all the labor, that I'm taking it away. You see, we are on our way. And today, you are nearer than you've ever been. You see, how do you know that? As long as your God is wrong, you have never been near. Your gospel is another gospel. Your worship was idol worship. And you might say, well, you know, I'm not such a bad person. Then you need to repent. Because we are really bad people. You just lie to yourself. There are people who are destroyed for even less. You see? So, God bless you. God keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. And we give you a... You'll either have a restful night tonight, or you're going to have rocks for your pillows. But it starts off like that. What is happening? You have met the angel of this message. Not me, the angel of the message. And now you're wrestling. You're wrestling. But let's see what happens in the morning. Who wins and who gets blessed. God bless you. God keep you.